much more strongly
Good.
Than of previous times.
We are pleased to know that.
I wish to say to you all that there is a slight alteration of this evening's work.
Right.
Whilst I speak to you, I ask, if you please, that the instruments being used here be watched.
Yes, certainly.
We have spoken to you about transfiguration.
Yes, you have.
This will be attempted this time throughout this meeting.
Would it affect you at all if I increase the light a little?
So I would not mind, provided it is not too much brighter.
No, just a little brighter.
But so, if circumstances are difficult, then of course I will adjust to it.
Thank you very much. Then it enables us to see what is happening much more clearly.
Oh.
As you know, our eyes are pitifully weak compared with yours.
Yes, I feel you have not been using those spiritual eyes too much. You should be developing them, all of you.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, that comes again within your free will.
Yes. I'm just going to increase the light just a little. Not too much for you.
I can readjust, provided the instrument is comfortable and she is.
Thank you.
But please do watch, because much is being attempted this time.
Right. Thank you. I'm going to ask somebody else to watch also, whilst I am speaking to you. Who would like to volunteer? Right, all right. Can you bring a chair forward quietly, please? If you could sit over there, but then you can keep an eye on that instrument. Excuses back the others, but we'll let you know if any changes occur.
Okay.
They won't be sudden. They will remain for quite a time, so you will all have an opportunity of seeing if it does happen. You've got to watch Sue. Thank you very much, Sandamit.
Please interrupt me when this should occur.
Yes, I certainly will.
I wish all of you to see what can be achieved.
Standard. And I'm right, I believe, in what I said, that it will last rather more than fleetingly. It would be possible for everybody to see it.
If correctly done, it will last. But of course, you understand many conditions make it possible to work. So therefore, we have many problems to overcome.
Of course, yes. Thank you very much.
Now, may I continue?
Yes, please.
I wish to speak to you this time about a subject that is close to you all. I hear you so often with the wish within your hearts that you could tell all of this knowledge and truth which you have come upon.
That is so, we do wish.
But I want to say to you a cautionary word. I think you would say you cannot impose your knowledge upon another.
No, it has to be sought by them, I agree.
You cannot infringe upon their own spiritual knowledge. You cannot make them be farther along the path than what they are at this particular time in their own development.
Oh, yes, and I understand.
We see and know the love and the wish that you all have to spread this truth. The desire is good, but be careful that you do not encroach upon another's free will.
Right.
I say also, do not be despondent if what knowledge and truth you give to another is rejected.
Okay.
That is their pathway.
Oh yes, that we understand also.
But that does not mean you should not try to spread the word.
Right.
What I say to you is use your spiritual knowledge to know, to understand, and to respect the view and the spiritual pathway of your brothers.
Right.
You follow what I am telling you.
Yes, I do. But we must accept that we are free to give of our knowledge and information if it is requested by another.
Yes. You will fully understand when another is ready to receive.
Because I am of the opinion that by giving what we know, it is often possible for us to learn in return.
Of course. But the danger lies that you would encroach upon another's free will.
Yes.
And this you must not do.
Quite. No.
I'm sorry.
No, that's right.
Interrupted.
No, please continue.
This also applies within the healing that is given.
Yes.
You must be careful that you are not forcing healing thoughts upon another.
Of
course. Their desire is not to have this. I know this may sound contradictory, but I hope you can understand.
No, that is what I have said many times myself. We can only offer, but not coerce.
Yes. Sometimes your love for another is overwhelming, and this I know you will find to be a statement which puzzles you, but it can be so. Always ask that great Godhead, as you call it, for understanding, for direction, and for guidance.
Yes.
Before giving of yourself and your thoughts to to another.
Cool. Yes, we should all remember that, I'm sure.
I think I have spoken. I hope you have understood my words. I tell you these things for your own growth.
Of course you do. We do understand that.
For your knowledge and for this great truth,
yes,
for which we all strive.
And we appreciate you telling us.
Now, do we have questions this time?
Yes, I do. I'm going to ask you to bear with me because it's rather longer than usual. I shall have to read it. I'm going to turn my back, if you'll excuse me, while I put a little light on. The question is this. We know that any deity, however named, is not a person as such. Now, you have told us so much about different energies and about the intelligences within the universe that I wonder if there is such a thing as an intelligent energy devoid of any form of life as we know it. Is there such a phenomenon? And is that what we would call God?
My dear friend, perhaps I should have expressed this knowledge fuller from the beginning. Of course, I have spoken many times of energies. Many, many times.
Yes, you have.
I have spoken of the many religions within your world. I have spoken on the differing names that each peoples call the one they so worship. All of these names matter not, because you see, the very life force which you call God is an intelligent force. How could it not be? How could there not be the perfect energy to have created all that we have?
This is what prompted the question. I thought there must be an intelligent energy.
We go on to deep matters, my son, but let me say this to you. No one has ever attained such perfection as to come before this intelligent force, as you have called it. Let us use the term to supply these answers to your question.
Certainly.
Within spiritual worlds, there has to be perfect laws. There has to be an intelligence behind them for it to work. Can you not see this?
Of course, yes.
I am pleased you can, because so many cannot. You all are very sparks of this intelligent force. All of us, whether of this world or not. All of the cosmos comes from the intelligent force, as you call it. It cannot be otherwise.
Of course not.
It cannot be otherwise. But rather like the drops in the ocean, each drop can never fully understand what part it has to play within that greater thing. Can you understand?
Yes, I have. I use that analogy myself.
All of you are so important. It is that very spark within you which reaches out for that higher intelligence, which you call spirit, which is in fact only another word for the truth, for the search, for that returning home of which I have spoken.
Right. And to follow through what you said, it requires all the drops to make the ocean. Otherwise the ocean couldn't exist.
There has to be perfection. There has to be that reaching out for attainment from you all to create the perfection of you all. Can you see?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I am trying to keep it simple because we are speaking on matters beyond your comprehension.
Yes, I do understand that, and I thank you for choosing the words.
But intelligent force are good words to use. Too many upon your earth plane see God, as you call him, and many other names used throughout this world, as a figurehead, personified.
Yes.
But this is basically incorrect. But I say, whatever brings comfort to each and every one of you, then so be it. The truth can only come to the fore. And this is what is happening within your very world now.
Good. But even as a young boy, I used to feel that if God were a person, as I was taught, then by definition, if he was a person, it was impossible for him to be perfect, because perfection is beyond personalities.
What is personality? It is something endowed upon you within the human flesh.
Right.
It exists only within the human species. It is not something that goes forward, except for a very short time.
Mm-hmm. This is what always used to puzzle me, about the apparent contradictions.
There are so many contradictions. I have spoken upon this.
You have?
Even from those in our worlds who come, who give you advice. So often we hear, why does one contradict another? Already I have told you, it depends on their spiritual attainments.
You have indeed.
They do not lie, they cannot lie to you. But they cannot give you truth and knowledge of which they do not have some sense.
Right.
You understand.
Of course it's quite impossible for them to do so.
Can you expect a child to give you information on details of an adult's life?
Not in the least.
It would be impossible. So you have the comparison between those you call guides, those you call spiritual teachers. There are so many differences between
them. Yes.
So do not be discouraged. Accept what each has to tell you. And do as I have told you before. Accept only which you feel you should.
Yes, true.
How are we doing here?
Any changes, Esme?
Well, actually, I was going to say maybe someone else should say it, because I don't know if my eyes are playing tricks, but...
No, my friend, no.
Sometimes it looks like it's changing quickly.
Don't strain too much.
Maybe I've been looking for too long.
Yes, take your eyes away and then look back to see, give them a rest. And then go back. Just switch them to one side occasionally so you're not staring all the time.
Yeah.
But you won't have any doubt about the change if it occurs.
Right.
Do not doubt, my friends, that it can happen.
And I certainly don't after what I have seen.
No, but we have others.
Yes.
Within the room. Who would wonder, is this possible?
Right.
Not serious doubts, but doubts that you have because you are human.
Yes, quite. They're our biggest stumbling block, aren't they, our doubts?
Do not be too harsh upon yourselves. You have much to learn, and I hope much to learn from me as time continues.
I'm looking forward to it. We're already learning a tremendous amount. I would like to add one further question, if I may, to what you have told us. And on the acceptance of that intelligent force, am I right in thinking that it is an intelligence which is far beyond our comprehension? That ours is merely a limited term of something which is unlimited.
I cannot, my son, give you a word.
No.
You would not understand even if I could begin to explain, which I cannot.
That's a good enough answer, thank you. I knew it was a very difficult question, but I felt that I had to ask it, and for all my colleagues here also.
My knowledge does not extend to explanation of that all-powerful force.
But it is perfectly permissible for us to think of it as an intelligent energy.
Yes, it has to be. It would not make sense, would it, if there was not intelligence behind.
Quite, it wouldn't so.
All of creation.
So if we begin to think of it as an intelligent energy rather than as a figure of man, it is another step in the right direction.
Can I add one thing?
Yes.
Please do not try to think of the intelligent energy
as
something separate from yourselves.
No.
You are part of it.
Of course.
You are the very being of that intelligent force.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, seek not something separate, but to become part of it.
When you have confirmed what was said to us at another meeting, and they'll ask, where do you see? And I was asked if I had a question, and I posed a difficult one, I know. And I asked if I could be given the recipe for eternal happiness, which I knew really was an impossible question. But I was told that we should first look within ourselves, and this is precisely what you have been saying in another way.
Yes, let me add to that a little further.
Please.
You will never find eternal happiness whilst you are in these human frames.
No, I can't imagine it.
You will not find eternal happiness even when these overcoats are left behind. There is much we have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Our paths are long, sometimes tedious, some would say, sometimes with unhappiness. Remember, there are many pathways, even once you have left the human form behind.
Yes.
We are speaking of eons of time here.
Right.
So, if you want eternal happiness, seek that intelligent force as part of your own being.
Mm-hmm.
Let it come from within.
Yes.
You understand.
I do. Yes, thank you for confirming it.
And you can never be completely happy whilst upon this earth.
No.
How can you be? You
can't be. You're seeking too much.
Are here to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the negative and positive energies to go forward.
Yes.
Call that happiness and unhappiness if you will. I see it in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
But you need both to go forward, to grow spiritually.
Yes.
So if you seek happiness, accept all that comes to you within your daily lives. Thank God or the great intelligent force, as we call it this time. Thank Him for all that you have to endure. I know sometimes this too is difficult for you. Why must there be sadness, unhappiness, grief? Why is there so much wrongdoing? But again, we have spoken on these matters. And I say to you, accept all that comes to you, and you will be on the way to happiness.
I suppose one's conception of ultimate eternal and ultimate happiness can only be when we merge completely and finally in an incomprehensible time scale with that great intelligence.
My dear friends, the time will come, but again we are speaking eons of time.
Yes, right.
When the self, the ego, the individuality ceases to exist, then you become part of that perfect law.
Right. And that's an awful long time away.
I have to say yes.
But at least we can take some of the right steps on the way, particularly with the help that you are giving us.
lifetime. One reason why I have come to you is to reassure you that this time your footsteps will walk straight and true.
Good. That's very encouraging and comforting. Thank you.
If I bring love, happiness, truth to just one of you within these walls, then truly I have succeeded in my task.
Yes, I'm sure you will have. And I'm sure it's going to be more than one.
But, yes, I know that will be so.
Thank you.
Now, let us pause for a little while and let us see what can happen.
Yes. Thank you very, very much for all you've told us tonight.
Very good friends.
Yes.
It has been a joy for me to be with you once again.
It's very kind of you to say so.
I will withdraw all this time and allow some others to speak.
Okay. It's our great joy always to have you here.
Yes, my love goes with you.
I thank you.